Well, he was a, he did tree trimming. We went out and trimmed trees down to that Mexico. Like that tree for the
winter. Time to rest them days.
Yeah.
And then come spring and we'd come back up here and of course we lived as cheap as we could in the winter time. So then we had more money to spend up here, and then when we got out of what we earned, well, we drew some more on this insurance. Mm-hmm. I had the insurance put away so that I could draw on it once every 3 months, and the amount of what I needed. Mm-hmm. It lasted us in between times for about 6 years.
Were you able to do any farming here or enough hunting to supply yourself with food?
No. Well, see, it took us the first year to do anything with cabins. And we put up 3 tent cabins down there by the lodge. And then we had the 1 log cabin that next year. And then we let people come up here and fish and camp up here. So that we did really make almost enough to live on. Then we went out winters. Mm-hmm. But when it come to buying materials, and we bought a sawmill, and that we just couldn't make it. That had to come out of the money I had. Of course, used his money at first. Mm-hmm. So, but that's the way we got started. And then the second year, we put up the next 2 cabins. And then we just had those. We had the 3 tent cabins and the 3 log cabins until in 46. And then we bought the 2 prefabs and put them on. Uh-huh. And then it was about 56, I guess, when we started that other building and the addition onto the main building down there. Uh-huh. And then by the time we got those halfway finished on, they had campers and we didn't need it.
In the earlier days when you were here, did you notice many animals around the place?
Oh my. We used to, in the fall, we'd see herds of 8 or 10 deer just go after the mail between the house and the mailbox. Just all the time. And having trouble getting your game. For meat that you could eat. Usually about 2 of your year is all that you could eat. We used to get some bacon and ham for the winter. Then we used to put in our supplies for all winter. I took and made out menus and we bought it by the case lot and stored it in that cellar down in the creek bottom.
Uh-huh. Is that what it was?
Uh-huh.
An old root cellar?
Yeah, it's an old root cellar. It was rebuilt with logs twice, and then the last time I had it cemented. The logs would rot out. And then they got musty, you know, whatnot. And with the concrete in there, I could spray it along in the fall and open the doors and keep the mold and the must out of it pretty well. So, but even when it did get musty down there, well, the food never seemed to... It didn't get into the jars, fruit jars.
So you keep things warm.
But then your vegetables didn't keep as good. They'd get, long towards spring, they'd get kind of musty.
How much farming were you able to do here for vegetables? Or?
Well, we just run horses for quite a few years. 1 year we took and made hay, and we got $9 a ton for it, all down to the ranch. And that really didn't hardly pay for... We had to rent a baler. We stacked it and then got a baler and baled it out of the stack and hauled it down to the highway and only got $9 a ton.
What year was that?
Oh, that must have been about 40.
Is that a lot?
42, something like that. So then we didn't make hay then for several years. We just pastured horses off. And we owned the horses, you know, ran the horses. And we didn't own the horses. We got them on, as he took a third, and we got 2/3 for pasture from him. the rent, and he's furnished all the tax.
Uh-huh.